Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's Heart 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
He's a guy, do excuse the pun, who needs no introduction, but I'll give him one anyways. The winner of the very first Australian Idol with a motzer of number ones. And Ambassador of World Vision, he's also wrote and performed the song from World Youth Day and recently spent some time in Memphis, Tennessee, recording soul music. He is the one, the only, Guy Sebastian. How are you this fine evening?
I'm well, thank you, Erin. That's quite a nice intro. It's very encouraging. Thank you.
I always feel like I need to take a deep breath after, like, kind of because that's how many years is that all into one?
I know. Well, it's been like 4.5 years or 4 years or something like that. Yeah, it's gone pretty quick. I just finished recording, as you said, the Memphis album, which is album number 4, and already kind of been writing on the same trip I was writing for album number 5.
So, oh, really?
Sort of before the 5th year is over, I would have done finished 5 albums. It's been busy.
You have been a busy boy. I have to say, I am so excited about your soul album because I am a huge soul fan. I love more Marvin Gaye, Righteous Brothers. So tell me a little bit about it. I'm very curious to pick your brain.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, this is kind of the Memphis type. This sort of gritty soul, you know, like the Sam and Dave, like the Wilson Pickett and Staples Singers and Otis Redding and that kind of soul, like songs like
Are you singing Hold On?
Soul Man. I am, yeah. Hold On, I'm Coming, and Soul Man, and The Midnight Hour, Knock on Wood. What else? Respect Yourself.
Oh, great.
Yeah, just great songs. Let's Stay Together, Al Green.
How good is Al Green?
That kind of stuff. Oh, amazing. Unbelievable. He's got a church over there, actually, and I was going to go see it, but I didn't get a chance. I was working on the Sunday. But next time I'm in Memphis, I'm so going to go. Like last time, Jimmy Barnes and Diesel were there.
Oh, wow.
And they got up and had a sing with Al Green at his church. Unreal.
How awesome. But,
you know, this is stuff that I've really grown up listening to, and I really love, you know, that sort of music. And I think just doing it, you know, recording the album has really kind of just encouraged me to sort of not be scared to do soul music. You know, over here, it's almost people shun away from it because, you know, like Australia is a very rock-focused country, and so you feel like you got to release those Elevator Loves and things like that to cater to radio. But, you know, I love that sort of music, but my voice just goes to another place when I sing soul and gospel, and so it's been kind of really encouraging, and even in my writing process I've really harnessed in on that sort of style, so it's been really good.
Well, I've said it once, I'll say it again, I reckon you're the type to pull it off, because Human Nature, they've done it as well and it's been a huge success, so in some respects you go, you know, there's a niche there.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess, Human Nature's had phenomenal success with what they've done. So it was just cool. I learned so much while I was over there just about history. And basically the guys who played on my album are the actual guys who played on all these original songs.
Like that is awesome.
Yeah, I had basically Booker T and the MGs play on the album, you know, minus Booker T, but the MGs were there, and they were the house band for the Stax label, so they played on, you know, all the Otis Redding songs, all the Wilson Pickett and stuff like that, and like Steve, who produced the album, Steve Cropper, he wrote Dock of the Bay and Midnight Hour, Knock on Wood, and a whole bunch of other songs. Yeah.
You would have been in great company. I have to ask as well, you were in Memphis for about 5 weeks, was it?
Well, I was away for about 7 weeks.
Oh, right.
But I was in Memphis only for like 2 weeks or,
oh, really?
Or something. I mean, it was a real quick recording because we did it how they did it old school, you know, like we recorded all together in the same room, you know, like we recorded all at once. So it was basically you went for one take as opposed to, you know, modern day sort of digital recording. You do
getting
a bunch
bit
of takes. You know, the guitarist will go in and spend, you know, half a day doing his bits on one song, and then, you know, the drummer will go in. And so we did it all together, and you get this great live sound. We recorded it to analog tape.
Oh, really?
Which, you know, which is a bit nerdy. No one really, you know, your listeners won't really know anything about that. But it's basically like, you know, you sort of bypass computers a little bit, and you get it all down on old school tape, and it just has this nice warm sound to it.
I do have to ask the question though, did you get this song in your head? I was walking in Memphis.
I did. You know, I was going to actually record that just as maybe as a theme for the album. But you know, that's, yeah, I did get that a lot, that song. You know, walking along the Mississippi one time, whistling it, actually.
Awesome. And it was the Elvis anniversary when you were there, wasn't it? Not?
Yeah, it was. It was the worst time to go to Memphis. It was just crazy. I think they had, you know, I think over 100,000 tourists. I think it was 200,000 tourists that came in, you know, to I guess, commemorate or remember the death. Not so much celebrate it, but,
yeah.
But to remember, you know, 30 years on after Elvis's death. And you know, I waited till the end of my trip. It was like a week after the Elvis week because, you know, Elvis week was stupid. There was people everywhere. And
a heat wave as well. People were dying, weren't they?
Yeah, there was like 15 deaths, I think. Crazy. I think a few people died at 11, at the Elvis week. But and then people were, you know, dying just from football training and things like that. It was pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, I was in an air-conditioned studio, so I had nothing to worry about. But it was stupid hot, like ridiculous hot. Like it was, every day was about 110, 115 degrees.
So that's like Fahrenheit. 45 here.
Yeah, it's like 45. Cool. But you got to realize, like most Memphis places don't have air conditioning. Like
the good old fans. You know,
yeah, and the touring buses and stuff at Graceland, like there's no aircon. And people were just lining up on the hot concrete for, you know, for ages. And yeah, it was pretty horrible, actually. People were dying.
That's
like
nuts.
Elderly people. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you've got an acoustic show coming up. You're going to be doing a bit of touring?
I am, yeah. I'm touring all over the place in a lot of different sort of venues. I can't wait. It's going to be a bit of a stripped-back sort of vibe and just myself and my guitarist and an acoustic bass player. And I think we got a violinist. She's like a child prodigy, amazing violinist. And,
nice.
And then for some of the shows, I think we're having a little some horns or something. I'm doing some different stuff, and I'm doing some programming, and I'm gonna program some beats and things like that. So it'll be pretty stripped back. Like it'll you won't have a whole band roaring at you. It'll be kind of really honed in on the songs and on the voice.
What's the appeal for you in having the acoustic shows?
Just to get out and play and give people an opportunity to I guess come to something which is a bit different and strip back I love going into smaller venues where you can I love going and watching other performers because you can see their veins swell up when they go for these notes and beads of sweat, you know. And I don't know, it's really cool and just really the stripped back nature of the music allows you to really kind of, you get critical, I guess, and really you hear every little mistake and it's a cool thing. It really keeps you in check as a performer.
Very nice. Well, one show I'm very excited about is that you're going to be actually performing at our Heart 103 Open Day.
That's right. November 17th, I think.
It is.
How's that for a memory?
That's pretty good. I'm usually like a fish. But I'm really hoping that you're going to pull out some of the soul stuff. I reckon that will be awesome. And if you would like a backing singer, I don't mind pulling out my old Aretha Franklin moves. Not that I'm very good at all, but I could do a shoo-op in the background if you like.
Oh, absolutely. Come on. I'll definitely do some soul. It might even be fit to maybe even do a Christmas song or two.
Ooh.
I mean, it's getting kind of towards that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
So who knows? I'll pull out whatever. You know, we'll have fun. We'll might even go for some crowd requests or whatever. We'll have a nice little party.
Crowd requests? That's
pretty... Oh, mate, we're up for anything. My band can do it all.
Well, Guy, we'll look forward to seeing you there. You're probably very busy getting your album together and the new album for next year. Got to ask quickly, soul album, is it coming out this year?
Yeah, like December, I think, or November.
Oh, crazy
probably close
town.
To when the open day is. Yeah, it'll be a busy time.
Fantastic. Well, enjoy the busyness. We love hearing your music when it comes out and look forward to seeing you in the flesh.
No worries, darling. Lovely to chat to you. See you, Aaron.
We hope you enjoyed this Heart 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.